when you got divorced, did it rock your faith in any way?
I was so mad. I was just mad.
Life events are the most predictable and unpredictable things in our lives. We know that there is a such thing as marriage, but when? We know there is a such thing as having kids, but when and how many? We know there is death, but when do we die? And unfortunately, divorce is one of those major life events that no one knows is going to happen. Rarely are people prepared for it. In this clip, a woman expresses her pain around an unexpected divorce, and afterwards, I'm going to give my reaction and explain how you can protect yourself financially.
And you know, I use this in a lot of my talks now, especially with teenagers. God can take it. He can take that anger. And you're allowed to yell at him as long as you don't stay there. But I stayed there for a little while. And, you know, I was the one at home with the kids, with the three-year-old crying, where's daddy? Why isn't daddy here? Why doesn't daddy live with us anymore?
Gosh.
And I felt like, you know, and I love using this to talk to teens because I felt like I had done everything that I had been asked of for God. You know, I felt like I was following the rules. I felt like I was a good Catholic girl. I had done what I was supposed to do. How is this happening to me? Divorce was never going to be in the cards for me. That I was determined to live that vocation, that sacramental vow, that marriage, you know, and for better or worse, I probably would have endured a lot just to keep the marriage intact. And so when he left and I couldn't stop it, it was kind of like, you know, I look up at God and say, how did you let this happen? Honestly. And I look back at that part of me and I think, man, I'm kind of disappointed in my own response, but it's a part of my journey. And
sometimes you just need to say that.
Yeah. And yell at him a little.
Yeah.
Just to get that. Yeah. Just to
get it out of your system.
Get the pressure out. Yeah. Yeah. So I will say that going to Mass was extremely hard. I did not stop going to Mass. Uh-huh. I couldn't always receive communion because of the life that I had kind of let myself fall into through anger and, you know, just frustration and disappointment and loneliness and loss. But I would still go to Mass, but I would cry. I mean, just seeing the families, and we never know what's going on behind closed doors. But when you sit in Mass, and sometimes, you know, the kids are with me every other weekend, even to this day. And so they're with me and then they're not, and they're with me and then they're not. But it's always just me, you know,
uh-huh.
And seeing the, happy families sitting at Mass together, going to communion together, celebrating the sacraments together. You know, all three of my boys got their first communion with their dad sitting in the back with his new family, you know, and I just, it's still a little bit of a point of sadness, you know.
Well, I don't want you to miss a few important points. She said that after the divorce, she spiraled out of control, basically, that her lifestyle changed from the way of the church, and she actually felt embarrassed about what happened. And this can happen to us. Sometimes life events can break us, but it shouldn't break our faith. You know, this is very heartbreaking. I've said it once, I'll say it twice, and I'll probably say it again. We do not appreciate the small things in our lives when they are there. How many of you are married with kids right now and just said thank you to God for having every single one of your family members at dinner? But as a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience, I know you can protect yourself from these predictable and unpredictable events. So what could she have done financially to ease her pain? One, make sure all of her account titlings were correct. She still has minor children, so making sure that they are financially secure if she should pass so they don't have to rely on the new family for support. Two, she can appoint a guardian that she trusts to manage her estate to ensure that her assets don't go to her ex and her kids' assets are managed properly until they reach the age of majority. Three, have the what if conversation early. So she said that she'd be willing to do anything to keep the marriage together. But what about having a tough conversation? So what's the what if conversation? It's the what if I die? What if you die? It's the what if we die together? What if we divorce? What if we have another child? Having these conversations help you prepare for the unexpected. She never thought that she would divorce. Therefore, she wasn't emotionally or financially ready, and she spiraled out of control. But you can be. If you need help planning out your what-if conversation, be sure to visit our firm, AB Ridgeway Wealth Management, where we create financial plans for Christians. Check the link in the description for a free consultation. If you like this video, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And for everyone out there that is struggling with a divorce or recovering from a divorce, I just want to let you know that God is there. Do not lose your faith. You can come back from this. This is not the end all say all. And I have faith in that statement. And before I go, I do want to say, go visit In The Pew podcast. They're a very great podcast. I think they have about 2,000 subscribers here on YouTube. I'll link the description below or somewhere above so you can see the full episode and really support these individuals because they're doing God's work. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.